Well, I've been talking about having Rhonda Reedy in studio with me with the Pregnancy Care Center, and here she is. She's sitting in studio with me. Thank you for joining me this morning, Rhonda.
It's a privilege. I'm having a great time already.
Yeah, and we go way back in the partnership, per se, between Good News Media and the Pregnancy Care Center. And we have just seen God use the PPC so much in the last number of years. I think we go back pretty close to 20 plus years.
That's correct. Well, this September, I will have been at Pregnancy Care Center 30 years.
My goodness.
So I think I was in kindergarten when I started.
That's crazy. That's fantastic.
Yes,
really. It's
it
a
is.
Testimony of God using you.
That's
and
right.
Those that help serve in the Pregnancy Care Center. Well, we got a little card in the mail, Rhonda, a week or so ago,
yeah.
And it was kind of a surprise.
Yeah.
It said, the biggest step we've taken in 30 years. Now, it leaves a lot of questions hanging in the balance,
yeah,
Rhonda.
It does.
Obviously, there's something big coming up, right?
There's some big things going on. Absolutely. What I'd like to do, though, is to talk about where we've come from.
Yeah.
You know, Pregnancy Resource Center opened our doors in April of 1988. So 33 years now.
Wow.
Then in September of 2001, we moved our office and changed our name to Pregnancy Care Center. Of course, I mentioned in 1991, I came on as executive director. But we changed our name to Pregnancy Care Center and converted to the medical clinic. So offering ultrasound, that window to the womb to women and men considering abortion.
Now, when you first started back in those days, obviously you weren't a medical clinic at that time.
That's
How
right.
did you minister to women in that?
Well, you know, with the love of Jesus, like we've always done, like we can continue to do. As I mentioned, when I was talking to you earlier, you know, our messaging may change, but our mission will continue to be the same.
Yeah.
And that is, first of all, to glorify God and then to reach the women and men in unplanned pregnancies.
Yeah. So a lot of it probably dealt with just counseling. And, you know, getting, you know, making connections for these,
absolutely,
these men and women.
Some counseling. We also did pregnancy testing.
Okay.
And then, you know, we gave a lot of referrals to the community, and we had our baby pantry and that type of thing. But when we converted to the medical clinic, then it allowed us to provide the ultrasound, which is, you know, a game changer, really, where women considering abortion is concerned.
Speaking of big steps, that was a big step for you. And I mean, that involved some very highly technical equipment and some professional help as well. And so, I mean, kind of help us out with some of the, you know, visualizing. Maybe there's someone that's listening right now that have really never known much about the Pregnancy Care Center and what you do. So that new step going from the days prior to the medical clinic designation to where it is today, give us a visual on how that works.
Sure. Well, just imagine a woman who finds that she's pregnant and she never planned to be pregnant. She does not want to be pregnant. She's feeling in her mind that this is not something she wants for her life. When she contacts Pregnancy Care Center to have that ultrasound, she wants to know, am I in fact pregnant? If so, is it a uterine pregnancy? How far along am I? And being a medical clinic, providing that medical ultrasound, we can do all of those things for her, provide that information for her. It helps her to make that pregnancy decision. We encourage, you know, we say her, but there's a man involved in every unplanned pregnancy. So we encourage her to bring her partner so that he can also gather that information, but most importantly, see that baby on the ultrasound monitor.
Well, it gives credence and substantiation to her position physically. And it's, so it's no more conjecture there. There's no more wondering.
That's right.
It really makes it concrete for a woman and or a man
of
as
course.
Well, because, you know, the abortion and the consideration of abortion isn't just always women involved.
Oh,
there's
absolutely.
Men that
absolutely.
Are affected by that as well. Right.
Right. And the men and also the parents and grandparents. So this obviously choosing abortion is a lifelong, irreversible decision. And so this is an opportunity for them to see reality, what is going on. A lot of people today understand that it's not just a blob of tissue. They're more educated than they used to be. But knowing that there's a baby there and actually seeing your baby real time in the womb, seeing the heartbeat, hearing the heart rate, just knowing all of those details, fingers and toes and all those amazing development truths, it really helps them to move from that crisis to seeing the pregnancy as their child.
Yeah.
So that they can choose life for the child and parent or make an adoption plan.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've always known you, Rhonda, leading the way, trusting the Lord all the way through it. And you've been able to see God bless. And the blessings come in the form of more people coming in and seeing and getting the right proper counseling and the right to proper clinical help in regards to this. So we've seen an increase in what the Pregnancy Care Center does. And just letting you folks know that coming up March 25th is going to be a pretty big moment for your organization.
Yes. In fact, as we've said in our little mailing that we sent out, it's the biggest announcement that we have made in more than 30 years of ministry. So we're super psyched about it. It's actually something that the Holy Spirit has been working through us as a ministry and individuals for about 2 years now.
Okay. And it's going to be virtual, right?
Yes, it is. Okay. Virtual. You know, that's the thing to do these days.
Yeah, it is.
Attend the virtual event. I enjoy those personally because I can be in my pajamas. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be 7 p.m. in the evening. So you get home from work, you have your dinner, you put on your pajamas, sit there with your bowl of ice cream, whatever, and watch the virtual event. And it's pretty amazing. We have a patient testimony.
Oh, boy.
So we're excited about that. Those real patient.
Those are the ones that I look forward to hearing.
Yeah.
Rhonda Reedy will be back with me. She'll be in studio all throughout the Pete in the Morning show, and we're going to come back with her in just a little while, but back to more music here on WLJN 89.9, 107.9 FM. Rhonda Reedy's back in studio with me. She's always been here this morning, so why am I saying back?
I haven't gone anywhere.
You haven't gone anywhere. But Rhonda Reedy is the executive director of the Pregnancy Care Center here in Traverse City, and the long-lasting relationship we have had with Rhonda and the staff and the progression of how God's widened the territory, so to speak, of this Pregnancy Care Center. And we talked a little bit about our history and how God has brought you to where you are today and the lives that are being affected by that. But the things that are happening in modern day world today, you've got a lot of things that you're dealing with. It seems like the culture is so much more acceptant of abortion, but yet the hurts and the pains and the fears are still there among men and women who are going through these types of decisions.
Right.
But there's also some new technology. There's some new things that are now offered to organizations like yours.
That's right.
That will help. So kind of help us out and let us know what the new things are.
Sure, sure. Well, there's bad news and good news. The bad news is the most common abortion procedure is the medical abortion or the RU486. Mm-hmm. That is the combination of pills. The bad news is it's there, it's available, it's accessible, and FDA just approved for that abortion to be done virtually. So it's tragic in so many ways. The good news is that Pregnancy Care Center will soon be offering what is known as abortion pill reversal. We're so thankful for our medical director, Dr. Peter Bump, who will be working through us and with us. What happens in that situation is that a woman chooses abortion. Maybe she's coerced into it, but she chooses abortion. She takes that first pill. Then she's sent home with the other pill to complete that abortion. And then she says, oh, my, what have I done? This is not what I want to do. I don't want to end this pregnancy. Then she can contact Pregnancy Care Center, and we can begin that abortion pill reversal process. So we'll have her come into our office. We'll do an ultrasound. We'll scan to make sure that there's still, you know, a baby there, that the heart is still beating, that's a viable pregnancy. And then Dr. Bump will then prescribe progesterone to help her continue that pregnancy.
Wow.
This is something that's being done nationally, not in northern Michigan that I'm aware of, north of Grand Rapids. So we'll be the only ones doing it as far as an official, you know, medical clinic. But the statistics right now are showing that 62% of the pregnancies that were where the abortion was begun, now it's being reversed, are able to carry to term.
Wow.
So that is another opportunity to save that unborn child from abortion and also to save the mom and the dad and all those involved from the horror of abortion.
Two questions in relationship to that.
Sure.
How long has this abortion reversal pill been around? And what have been the stories that, tell me about how the Pregnancy Care Center in Traverse City is being, how those are visiting and reacting to that.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, right off the top of my head, I don't know for sure how long it's been around. I would say probably maybe 10 years, but it's not being, it's not used as often as it should be. Our listeners can go to abortionpillreversal.com. And they can get a ton of information about the procedure, how it's done, how long it's been going on, and some great testimonies. But we know that Dr. Bump has been involved in at least two pregnancies already where the women changed their minds. And they started this reversal process, and they were successful in saving these babies.
Wow, that is fantastic. Yeah. So that is exciting that now that's been made available. And this will be the your organization, Pregnancy Care Center, is the first clinic like this that has that ability to give that that drug out.
Right. In northern Michigan, absolutely. We're the only ones doing it.
Fantastic.
We're super excited to have a professional medical team that can help us accomplish this. But, you know, we also need to remind our listeners that this work that we're doing is spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
And so we need to make sure that everyone is covering the ministry in prayer, covering our staff, our Dr. Bump, who's willing to step out and do this procedure for us. So
Dr. Bump delivered a couple of our kids.
Yeah.
So
he's pretty amazing.
He is an amazing guy and very fortunate to have him on staff with as far as a referral. But we're talking again with Rhonda Reedy, who heads up the Pregnancy Care Center in Traverse City. And Rhonda, as I said in our last segment, we received a little postcard in the mail, and I'm sure a lot of us around that are listening did as well. It says, the biggest step we've taken in 30 years, and that leads to a lot of questions.
Yes, it does.
Any teasers that you can give us? Or
well, you know, it is exciting. We've been working on this for a couple of years now, bathed in prayer. And I just want to remind everyone listening that, you know, our messaging is going to have to change to be able to reach that abortion-vulnerable woman and man. But our mission will never change. We are always going to be led by God, led by His Holy Spirit. We want to glorify Him in all that we do. And our desire after that is to reach that woman who's considering abortion.
So this is just a little under a week away. And tell us about how the people can find out about this biggest change in 30 years.
Sure. Well, hopefully they receive their little card in the mail.
Yeah.
If not, maybe they're on our mailing list, our email list, and they'll be receiving that soon. But they can also go to our website, Friends of PCC, so Friends of Pregnancy Care Center, .org, and find out more information. Of course, that's still going to be a teaser for a few days. We're not going to reveal everything that we're doing.
No. And I understand there's something big as far as some personal testimony.
Yes, absolutely. We have an actual patient who was who came to Pregnancy Care Center in a very, very much a crisis pregnancy and was able to have an ultrasound and to meet with our staff. And she chose life. And so she tells how just that entire process has impacted her family for the good.
Write it down, friendsofpcc.org. That's friendsofpcc.org. And on March 25th, you better be logged in, and then you'll see the big reveal. We'll be back with Rhonda Reedy from the Pregnancy Care Center in the next few moments. You're tuned into Pete in the Morning here on WLJN. We're back with Rhonda Reedy, who heads up the Pregnancy Care Center in Traverse City. Been around for over 30 years now.
Over 30 years.
And that goes back to when my wife and I were married. That was a long time ago.
It was.
But you haven't been there that long. You've been here since, what, 1991.
So we opened our doors in April of 1988.
Yeah.
And then I came on board as the executive director in September of 1991. Wow, so a while ago. 30 years this year.
What a great testimony of faithfulness and determination.
Absolutely. And you know, it is a calling on my life. It's not a job. It's a calling. God has called me to the ministry. And I really have to say, I have to brag on my staff just a little bit. we have an amazing group of women and men that are so passionate about our patients. And they also see it this way, that God has called them to this ministry. It's not a job. It's not, you know, a career. It's all about serving God, glorifying God, and loving His people.
Yeah. And it's so cool that the that it's a clinic that helps promote life, to encourage to promote life, and it's based on biblical truth.
Absolutely.
And that the folks that are there love Jesus, and they're wanting to help people and like Jesus would.
That's right. Well, you know, Pete, it's kind of, as we've been talking already today, the motivation for making the biggest changes we've made in more than 30 years is to serve God and to be obedient to Him and to serve His people. And we talk about how Pregnancy Care Center is a Christian ministry.
Yeah.
We do everything that we do based on God's word. Mm-hmm. We know that He is the vine and we're only the branches.
Yes.
And as long as we're engrafted in Him, we're going to produce fruit.
Yeah.
But if we ever step away from that covering, we're just going to dry up and burn. So we don't want to do that. That kind of leads me to some of the exciting things that are going on. We have doubled our office space.
Wow.
At Pregnancy Care Center.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty amazing. We had gotten to the point where we were literally stepping over each other. We were stacking and storing things underneath desks and everywhere you could imagine. And we just couldn't function anymore. Mm. And right about that time, the front suite of our building became available, which hadn't happened in like a decade. Mm. But then COVID hit.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, you know, can we expand? But God came through in amazing ways through our supporters. And we actually closed out 2020 in a real positive way. And it gave us the boldness to expand into that front office space. So we have the entire top floor of our building. The only thing that we don't have is there's a small office in the basement. But one of the things that we're doing in this expansion is that we are adding a prayer room. Because we are reminded that we have nothing without prayer. We don't have a prayer without prayer.
Yeah.
And we've always been a praying ministry, but we've never had a designated room for prayer. And so that's one of the things that we're going to be adding is a prayer room.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And I've been in there. In fact, I think Brian Harsley and myself did a remote in there not long ago, and it was pretty tight in there. And could have used a lot of room even back then. But it's an example of faithfulness of not only yourself, Rhonda, leading the ministry, but also those that are there working alongside you, of just trusting God all the way. And God will always make a way where He can reveal Himself through
That's
people
right.
like yourself.
That's right.
He will always make a way so that love and mercy and grace and kindness will always show through.
Mm-hmm.
And what a great example of that. And so that's why we partner with you so closely here
right.
at Good News Media.
And we certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, and I know that a number of churches are as well. So, as a side note, you heard Rhonda mention that they have partners here in this northern Michigan region. Partners are people who pray for and help support the Pregnancy Care Center, and I encourage you, there's no better way to invest a dollar than into God's kingdom, and you represent that so well in your ministry of the Pregnancy Care Center. You're literally helping people make the decision to keep their child.
That's right.
And how can we even put a price tag on that?
That's right. And we're also sharing the gospel of
yeah.
Jesus Christ. So God is saving unborn babies from abortion. He's also, His Holy Spirit is drawing women and men to Him. So at Pregnancy Care Center, we share the gospel. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray with our patients. We do Bible studies with them. We give out Bibles. You know, we're all about leading them to Jesus and that personal relationship with Jesus.
That is awesome.
But yeah, you are right. We cannot do what we do without our partners.
Mm-hmm.
We would look kind of silly if we just sat there all day trying to do this work without those people that pray with us, that give financially, that volunteer. So we're certainly a team.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that team is going to experience the biggest thing that will have ever happened in the Pregnancy Care Center on March 25th, or May 25th, pardon me, and it will be online at friendsofpcc.org. You don't want to miss this because you don't set up this thing without not having it to deliver.
That's right.
So it's a big, big setup, and I think the delivery is going to be incredible. We don't want you to miss out on this. Be sure that you have the website memorized and ready to go, friendsofpcc.org. And while you are on there, check out the donation tab, and you can give a gift toward them as well. More of the biggest thing that that the Pregnancy Care Center's ever done in 30 years with Rhonda Reedy in just a few moments. Thanks for joining me here on Pete in the Morning. You're tuned in to Pete in the Morning here on WLJN, and one of my good friends for many years, Rhonda Reedy, is in studio. She's been with me since early on in the show, and we're talking about the Pregnancy Care Center. I love talking about the PCC because, man, the ministry is so rich and so vital and so needed, and I love it that there's been such a groundswell of support for you.
Yes.
And that God's expanding your borders.
He is, things absolutely.
Are growing and are expanding. Actually, you doubled your office space recently.
We did.
And you had touched on the idea that there's going to be a prayer room.
Can you
kind of give me a backstory
on
that?
Sure.
You're going to include a prayer room.
We are having a prayer room. In fact, we realize, as a Christian organization, that we have absolutely no way to do what we do without prayer. This pro-life work, this work of encouraging the sanctity of human life is spiritual warfare, mm-hmm. just bottom line. So we can do a lot of great things, but we have to make sure that we're always crying out to God and we're always asking Him for safety and for provision and wisdom and discernment. So as we expand our office space, double our office space, one of the things that we're doing is providing that prayer room. We're also adding an additional patient care room, which is the room that we will be counseling with women. We only have one patient care room right now and one exam room. Mm-hmm. So we have to add that additional patient care room because we know as we make the biggest changes that we've made in more than 30 years, which I will say as we wrap up, we're changing our name.
Oh.
And we're doing a total rebrand.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's super exciting.
Yes.
We've been praying about this and planning this for a couple of years now. We're super confident this was God's leading, that He's given us the name, He's given us the direction. And so we're really excited about it. Just reminding everybody out there that's listening that our messaging is going to change. They're going to see a lot of different things in our name and our the way we do our colors and our marketing. Mm-hmm. However, our mission is never going to change. We're always committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and to promoting life instead of abortion.
Well, I come from a background of youth ministry. Mm-hmm. I was in youth ministry for many years, and Youth for Christ had a motto. Still does, that that they are geared to the times, but mm-hmm. anchored to the rock. Mm-hmm. And I've never let go of that motto in my life. And I feel like that's what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Here. Absolutely. That the culture and the mm-hmm. times that we're living in are mm-hmm. different, sometimes vastly different right. than what we grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
But you are geared to the times. You are anchored to the rock.
Mm-hmm.
And that that is so comforting for us to know
it is.
That,
and
that
there's
you're never,
never
losing your biblical
absolutely.
Your platform.
No, absolutely. There is no compromise whatsoever. Everything that we promote is based in, what does God say about marriage? What does God say about sexual activity? Mm-hmm. What does God say about abortion and life? We are not compromising. We're taking, as strong a stand as we've ever taken in those super important issues. We're just changing the way we market ourselves to our potential patients because we know that there are many women that are not finding out about us, or if they hear about us, they're not super comfortable in coming. Mm-hmm. We need to continue to grow in that way so that we can reach those women.
Well, you'll be hearing a lot about the new branding on WLJN, no doubt, as we'll be a voice for you and continue to promote what you do because it's worthy.
Thank you.
And we see that the Lord's put His blessing upon that.
Yes, He has.
Again, it's coming up March 25th. It's a virtual event where you go to their website, friendsofpcc.org, and there you will see this virtual event unfold and some things that I'll be talking with Rhonda in just a few moments about that virtual event and how, again, you can get plugged in. But Rhonda Reedy doing a great job. We're going to wrap up our conversation here in just a little bit as we are heading toward the 9 o'clock hour. You're tuned into WLJN's Pete in the Morning on 89.9, 107.9 FM. Rhonda Reedy back in studio. We're just wrapping things up here. It's been a great conversation this morning.
I have had great fun.
We're talking about the Pregnancy Care Center and all that God has done for the past 30-plus years. Mm-hmm. And just literally thousands of lives have been saved from this, I'm sure,
right,
because of women and men and women together changing their mind mm-hmm. on aborting their child. Mm-hmm. And now with the new advent of technology and medicine, they can change their mind even after they made a decision.
That's right. Abortion pill reversal.
Yeah, that is exciting.
Yes,
and
it is.
You can find out all about these kinds of things on their website, friendsofpcc.org. You can find out more about their new prayer room, then the plans that are being revealed from that. Also, the new probably pictures of their new office spaces, correct?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that can be seen. So if you've really been, if you've been a prayer warrior and a contributor to the Pregnancy Care Center in Traverse City, obviously you want to go over their website and check out all the new things that have happened. But I'm so excited about this big reveal
yeah.
coming up on the 25th of May, which is less than a week away. And just kind of give us another tease on that, Rhonda, before
sure,
we wrap up.
Sure.
Here.
Well, we are, Pregnancy Care Center is changing our name, and we're doing a total rebrand as we've expanded our office space, doubled our office space. We have lots of great, exciting things and plans that we want to do, but we have to have our supporters to pray with us and to give financially and to get involved. The exciting thing about the event, I think, is that we're announcing the name change, but you're also going to get to see other team members. Mm-hmm. You know, I often am the person that you see or you hear, but I have a great team, people that are passionate about our patients and called to do what God has called them to do, and that is reaching that woman who is considering abortion and encouraging her to choose life.
Well, I know one of your staff that comes to our church. And
yes.
Uh-huh. She is a... I tell you what, she is on fire.
Absolutely.
And she projects the love
that's
of Christ
right.
very
that's right.
vividly. And if that's just an example of the kind of staff you have, it's a wonderful place,
yeah.
and I'm sure that they are. Again, coming up March 25th, May 25th, shouldn't say March, coming up May 25th is this virtual event. It's a big reveal. We don't want you to miss out. Just go to friendsofpcc.org. And find out about this and be a prayer warrior and be a contributor mm-hmm. to this wonderful ministry that's doing so much good in our community. Thank you, Rhonda Reedy, for being with me this morning.
You are so welcome. So exciting to save lives with you.